You have just put the finishing touches on your musical, including the book, the music, and the lyrics for Six on Six. So briefly, tell us about this musical and how it reflects early sports history in Iowa.
The musical celebrates the rich tradition of six-on-six girls high school basketball in Iowa, the colorful history, the personalities, the unique rules of the game, and, of course, the Title IX controversy that ultimately resulted in the demise of the game. And it's looking back at all the years that six-on-six was played in Iowa and the massive success that it was in the state and how popular it was with both players and fans. And so we're just celebrating every aspect of it. There's a little bit of everything in this musical that I think people can relate to.
You say there's a little bit of everything. Does that mean you're actually going to be playing basketball during the show?
We do actually play basketball during the show. During one of the opening scenes, through a musical number, we do a presentation of the rules of the game. So we spell out the rules, but in dance and song. And so our director-choreographer, Allison Schaefer, has created this wonderful big production number in which basketball skills are incorporated into the dance moves and the explanation of the rules and the history of the game. So in that scene, we play a little bit of basketball. And then in the final scene of the play, which is a bit more of a challenge for the actors themselves, many of whom are not basketball players, they actually have to set up a couple of different plays of basketball, and two different actors have to shoot and make the basket during the scene. So it's a bit of a challenge, but our actors are doing great with it. And we've learned in the past that we have to have plan B and plan C ready in case something goes wrong. There's a couple spots where they are supposed to make it, and if they don't, then we just kind of keep the play going until they do make it. And then there's another situation where the character is supposed to miss the basket, and if by chance she makes it, then we have to call a lane violation. So we just keep doing it until we get it right.
So tell us a little bit about the main story.
Sure. It actually follows several different stories. We wanted to capture as much of the history into one play, and that's difficult to do in a two-hour musical. But the main storyline follows a player that is sort of a composite of all the great players from the past in Iowa. And this particular player in our show is on the verge of breaking the all-time national scoring record, which several players in Iowa did over the course of their careers playing six-on-six. And so the main storyline follows this girl from the beginning, where she's just wanting to play basketball, loves just the thrill of playing basketball and the sportsmanship of playing, not really with any goals in her own head about breaking a national scoring record. She just happens to be that good, and she nears that record. As the play progresses, we see how the media and the fan attention really changes her perspective on playing the game and, you know, whether or not this is the great moment that she had hoped for in her life. So we sort of see her ups and downs and the conflicts that she experiences throughout the course of the play. But then we also have other subplots. For instance, certainly the Title IX controversy about whether or not 6-on-6 should continue to be played in Iowa factors into this show. And we have a court case in which the two lawyers arguing on either side of the case are married to each other in the play, and so that adds a little bit of conflict as well. And then we have your typical musical theater subplots where there's a little bit of a love story and some other things, something that's essential to any musical theater production, and lots of laughs and lots of visuals that the audiences will definitely recognize from the game here in Iowa, and especially the state tournament games.
And there's also a stage mom involved in this.
So what is set up early in the play as well is that a girl and her mother move in from out of state. The girl is a high school player, and they are unaware that Iowa plays 6-on-6. So they move to the state assuming that they are playing 5-on-5. And when they find out that they are not playing 5-on-5, they are the ones that initiate the lawsuit. But the mother character, we call her the Mama Rose from Gypsy. And in this case, she's a sports mom rather than a stage mom. And she is constantly encouraging or pushing her daughter a little bit too far to be what she thinks she should be in her mind. And so we have that little conflict as well going on in the show.
Well, in addition to writing the book and the music and all of that, you are also part of the production yourself. You're a production manager.
I am the production manager. So, yes, in addition to creating the show, I am serving as the co-producer with Urbandale Community Theater. And then on top of that, the director asked me if I would perform in the show as well. So I'm actually on stage as well during this.
Now, you wrote 18 original songs for this production. Yes. Tell us just briefly about some of those.
One thing I do want to emphasize, we have done the show before in Iowa, but this is very much a new production because I have written new songs and reworked the script quite a bit, added some characters, changed some things to reflect sort of where we are today, 25 years after the game ended. And so it is an updated version, and people have seen the show before, should definitely come see it again because it is quite different. And the songs themselves, you have your typical big production numbers as you would have in musical theater. So some of those include, as I mentioned before, the explanation of the rules in the history of the game. That's a big production number early in the show with a lot of the cast members. Lots of flash, lots of dance, you know, big vocals. We also have a big pageant scene, which was very much part of the state tournament every year. If people remember the pageantry associated with the various games at the state tournament, we recreate that at the beginning of our act two of the musical, where we are in Vets Auditorium and we do a parade of champions, and we have the broom sweepers, for those people that remember the boys in their tuxedos who swept the basketball court. We try to incorporate all the different traditions of the pageants over the many, many years of the tournament into that big production number. We have some, you know, quiet introspective solos and some power ballads. It really follows the musical theater lineup of where you get a little bit of everything. So it's not just happy songs. It's not just funny songs. It's a little bit of everything. And the end of the show ends on a very poignant note because we do learn at the end of the show that the game is coming to an end. And, that's very bittersweet for some people. So, you know, we try not to present sides on whether or not the game should have ended or should have continued, but we do recognize the fact that many Iowans sort of mourned the loss of the game when that time came.
Well, tell us more about the production.
We have 45 cast members, which is a huge show for, if you know theater, that's a lot of people to put on stage and a lot of people to manage on stage. And then we have an orchestra of 16 members, so it is a huge show, and it needs to be a huge show because the game itself was huge, and there were so many different characters and people involved that we wanted to represent as many people on stage as we could. And, you know, just by the title's name, 6-on-6, we're right there. You got to have 12 cast members. So it has to be a fairly big show. We're doing it in this gorgeous venue at Valley High School. So it's really, everything is lined up to be just a really memorable and wonderful production, I think. And the one thing that I would just like to say is that it's not easy to write and produce new musical theater works anywhere. And we really hope that Iowans will recognize that this is a homegrown product, that this is written by an Iowan, this is performed by Iowans, it's about Iowa, and we hope that people will just come out and support the production for those reasons. We know that there's a lot of other things to choose from in the state, and we certainly encourage people to see any kind of theater, but please, you know, come support the homegrown musical theater because this is really going to be a wonderful production, and I think, you know, once people see the show or hear about the show, they're going to realize that it's a show that they'll want to see. And anyone that has any sort of connection to 6-on-6, the history of it, whether they played the game themselves, whether their parents or grandparents played or coached the game, you know, it's just a treat. It's a show that really is going to keep the history of 6-on-6 alive in a very entertaining way that's accessible to audiences of all ages.
So how can listeners get tickets and more information?
For general information, they can just visit the website 6on6.com. That is spelled out, SIXONSIX.com. And for tickets, you can visit MidwestTix.com. And we hope you'll take a moment to check that out.
And that show kicks off on August 3rd and continues through August 12th at the Staplin Performing Arts Center at Valley High School in West Des Moines. Iowa Public Radio thanks for today. 6-on-6, the musical interview, goes to John Pemble and Chris Fenton. And a big thanks to the creator of 6-on-6, the book, the music, the lyrics, playwright Robert John Ford. And thanks for joining us today, Robert, and best wishes for your
exciting new production.
It's going to be great.
Thank you.